Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast. This is astrologer Shelley Antin, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 23rd of September, and ending on Sunday, the 29th of September. That leaves us only one more September day, and then October will arrive next week along with a solar eclipse. But this week, we only have one major shift coming up, and that's Mercury changing from Virgo to Libra. And that comes in on Thursday. We'll talk about that when we get there. So, we are in a space of anticipation, and there's so much going on all the time, don't you think? Very important for us to try to find ways to stay grounded and to keep energy flowing in a positive direction. Very important. Don't get caught too far in pessimism or the less attractive attributes of our humanness, like anger and things like that. See if you can stay above the waters that are swirling right now. There will be a change after this solar eclipse, and it will be in the world. And if you are looking at your Substack, because if you have been on this list for my website blog, you have gotten a free subscription added, and there are posts already about this equinox that we just experienced on Sunday, the 22nd, as the sun entered Libra. There's a post on that. And there is also a post that is for paid subscribers that I think you'll be able to see for free now, so you'll see what you'd be getting. That is about the ingress of the sun into Libra, and also the separate area of the eclipse itself. So it's going to be a lot of information, and you'll have it there easily just by allowing yourself to go and read what came into your email. All right, so now we have Monday, and Monday starts out with the moon in Gemini. And it is, of course, now a waning moon. We've had our full moon. And so it's in the third quarter phase as we start out the week, which is the giving out of things that we learned or things that happened or wisdom that's been gotten out of the lunar eclipse that took place. And so now we have the Gemini moon, but it is square to Saturn and Pisces in the morning hours for the Eastern Daylight Time. It's at 7:58 a.m. that it squares Saturn retrograde in Pisces. And this is, your Gemini moon is typically a very upbeat, communicating, interested conversation type energy, looking for facts and wanting information. But the Saturn energy in Pisces is very skeptical and can be extremely depressing for the flitting butterfly of the moon in Gemini. So it doesn't feel so good. And you may be, again, in pessimism. And this is one of the reasons that I mention what's going on right now. It doesn't matter if you're wrong about your optimism. You'll handle that when you get to it. But right now, don't let these murky waters of retrograde Saturn and Pisces bring you under water. All right, because things improve amazingly while the moon is moving to join Jupiter in Gemini. 6:39 p.m. is when that comes exact. So there are many positive things that you can do, conversations you can have, conversations also about business and networking, but also taking trips. If you happen to be off that day, you may be inclined to do a short journey and explore new areas. So this is a very positive, uplifting energy, Moon conjunction Jupiter. Again, 6:39 p.m. is when that shifts, and we go back in to some discordant energies with the Moon in Gemini squaring the ruler of the sign, Mercury in Virgo, until 4:13 a.m. on Tuesday. And so now there's the desire to fact check and correct. It's not always a bad thing, is it? A lot of strange things being said out there, and a lot of them aren't true. So, you know, sometimes Gemini can get into it and, you know, even be sort of a gossipy kind of thing. Yeah, it can. So Mercury wants to say, wait a minute, let's take a look at this. What are the facts? You know, because Mercury, who's going to shift out of this sign, is quite interested in things being perfect, right? And logical and such. So this continues to the completion at 4:13 a.m. on Tuesday the 24th. And then it's a tricky morning because we have the Moon in Gemini square retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 7:59 a.m. Eastern time. So now all the efforts of Mercury in Virgo have been in vain, because now the clouds appear, the deception, not having the right address when you're trying to get somewhere that morning. It's tricky, definitely cloudy. You may even miss the alarm, you know, and not remember what it is you're supposed to be taking with you. It isn't Mercury retrograde. Nope, not yet. But it is that kind of a fuzzy feeling for Moon in Gemini on the morning of Tuesday the 24th. Void, of course, Gemini Moon, now it's flying free, enters Cancer. Moon in Cancer, 10:50 a.m. on Tuesday. We are going to have a very powerful experience on the emotional feelings level, and it's positive. Well, Moon in Cancer trines Venus now in Scorpio till 2:30 p.m. Yeah, in the meantime, Mercury is trining Uranus in Taurus. So, you know, things are being revealed and worked out about changes in certain areas at 1:27 p.m. But the Moon trine Venus is always a time of mending if you've had issues with relationship or something that needed to be done that was nourishing or helpful. Now it can happen, and it's very well received. The Venus and Scorpio energy, I don't believe I spoke much about. I didn't even write much about it because I always say the same thing. It's given a very bad rap, and it has to do with the levels of consciousness, because Scorpio is that sign that has the three levels. Not all of them seem to have quite as many levels, but we do all have levels of consciousness that may be different from others. So the bottom level is that scorpion level, which is instinctive reaction to protect the self any way that you need to, and sometimes that's not such a nice way. You know, I mean, those creatures, scorpion snakes, they usually want to be left alone. Don't bother me, and I won't bother you. But if they feel threatened, you see, I mean, the thing about Scorpio is it's a sign of great power, but it's also vulnerability, all right? And that's when, if it feels like it's being stepped on or somebody's coming too close in a threatening way, that's when the bites take place, you know? The reaction is very primal, let's put it that way. And it can also require Bach flower remedy, holly, because holly is about that level of vexation. It's about jealousy, you know, and real deep anger and the desire for revenge and all that kind of stuff. It kind of takes that out. And if you say you have never felt that way, then you need to look again, because you don't have to be a Scorpio to feel those feelings, and especially while the transit of Venus is in Scorpio. Okay? So the moon in Cancer is nurturing right now. It's giving what the Venus needs. So it should be pretty easy, calm Venus in Scorpio. And when it is not in that lowest level, the Scorpionic level, it is up there. It elevates into the what we would call eagle level, which is where great management and the capacity to lead things in a positive direction, to see the pieces. It's like Scorpio is a very deep sign. It's like the detective, you know, so it looks. I mean, even doing astrology is a great thing with Venus and Scorpio, because it gets that, loves to go into the deeper meanings of things, you know. And when it gets to the deeper meaning, then we can see what to do, right? And the eagle is known to fly high above, but the vision of the eagle is so profound that it can see the smallest thing on the earth's surface. So it's very revered for this ability to see, to map, and to understand, right? So physicians would be great having this energy, and psychologists, and also, you know, people who are heading any type of organization whatsoever. And shared resources is the financial aspect of Scorpio. So Venus is there, and Venus is also being looked at, very big Venus finance, personal finance, in our upcoming election, which will take place during the Sun in Scorpio. Venus won't be there then, but, you know, we're wondering, what about the shared resources in terms of the personal resources of individuals? So it's, you know, Venus in Scorpio is going to be a lot about that for all of us. But right now, it's receiving a very positive flow. And if one is really working it in this lifetime, and they're up there in the third level, they have mastered the low levels, or at least they know how to master them when they come up. They don't take them over. They understand to shift out, right, of this. And one of the Bach flower remedies for Scorpio is chicory, which is about needing to have too much control over our loved ones or things or situations around us. It can look like it thinks it's being very helpful, but, you know, sometimes it's not. Don't tell me what to do, you know, kind of thing. Very possessive energy. So, you know, when we can see it and we can lift up out of it, and I mean, during this time in the United States, where I think most of my people who are listening to me may be there, if not, things are also happening in other countries. It is very difficult to be objective to our points of view right now. I mean, this is like a tremendous emotional opinion time. So somebody who has managed to disconnect their identity from that is able to achieve peace, a peaceful place, which can also become a channel of peace into situations, into healings, and such like that. And that is the dove level. Some people call it Phoenix. I'm not sure why, but, you know, it is Scorpio, the sign of death, in a sense of transformation from one piece to another. But I'm not totally certain that it's the sign of resurrection. It resurrects in a different way when something has transformed. It has transformed into something different, right? So, I mean, I'm not, you know, I know that's a very popular thought, but in levels of consciousness, it doesn't represent, unless it represents your ability to be reborn in the dove consciousness, if you follow what I'm saying. Anyway, that's what I usually say about Venus and Scorpio. So today is a lovely day for it. You can see it in its better aspects, and that's really from the helpful energy of the moon in Cancer. Now, after 2:30 p.m., and it's just a 20-minute aspect later, the moon will square the sun in Libra. All right? And that is, you know, I feel I must protect and have emotional security, and I'm going to do everything I can to get that, countering our desire to express in a balanced way. In Libra, it's difficult to feel the inner and the outer at peace with themselves. It's in you, it's one thing, but, you know, they're not functioning the same way. But this is also the aspect that will bring us to the fourth quarter phase. And this is what is going to be marking the 1 week from the new moon, which is the last solar eclipse of 2024. Very, very important. Yes, as I say in the article, it is a ring of fire, total solar eclipse. This is what people were mixing up with a moon. You know, one post, a ring of fire, lunar eclipse. You will never see that. So don't get your hopes up. You will see it with a solar eclipse, and we have seen it with solar eclipse over the United States. And, you know, this one, you'll have to go down to Tierra del Fuego, or, you know, somewhere in southern South America. You'll have to be in the southeast coast of the Pacific Ocean or on Antarctica. But, I mean, I'm relieved because eclipses, as I always told you, they bring major changes. So this week, you're going to be looking at this fourth quarter phase with the moon at what do I think the big change is going to be in the world for me, you know, and where it occurs is going to be part of the deal, but it will be in Libra. And it's a change that will happen for some people fast and for some others during the six-month period where we are having the orb of influence of that eclipse. So here you are with the moon squaring the sun before it goes conjunct the sun. And let's take a look at how this might be looking for you and for everybody. Mercury in Virgo has its opposition to Neptune at 7:07 a.m. on Wednesday. So here is that polarity that was in the moon energy. The moon was conjunct Neptune. The sun was in Virgo. And here it is, just showing up, let's say, so we can revisit. How did we deal with that? How did we deal with needing to have facts and logic and, you know, be in a space of organized life and cycles and the nebulous feeling space, the illusionary, or being pulled to the spiritual as opposed to the logical? How were you doing with this aftermath of an eclipse in that polarity? With the moon being, again, in the Pisces, with Neptune. So you get to analyze a little bit that morning while the moon is going conjunction Mars in Cancer, and that's until 8:40 a.m. The Mercury opposition till 7:07 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Wednesday, the 25th. So, you know, again, this is a kind of a morning where, you know, you be aware that a lot of people are not grounded at all. You know, seriously, not even there. I mean, I was like in a psychic circle the weekend before, and one of the first things that was discussed was make sure you've got some kind of grounding or light around you, because people in their cars aren't always there. They're not really thinking. Well, you know, sometimes you have been not really thinking, right? You know, suddenly you find yourself, I don't know how I even got here, but I navigated fine. I really wasn't there thinking about this and focused on it. It's a more of a constant state for people who are unaware of the energies that are going on, you know. So be careful, is what I'm trying to say. Be conscious. And also know that emotion is very, very volatile. With the Cancer can be pretty intense also, you know. It doesn't sound like it would be, you know, mommy, you know, feed me, you know, make me feel comfortable. But the crab has claws that if it latches onto you, you know, it doesn't come off. They have to take it, the arm off the crab to kind of get, I mean, it's serious. It can be, you know, if you've known Cancerians, also they can be very, you know, masked, really. They're in the shell. You don't really know what the feelings are that are going on there. And then all of a sudden, kaboom, you know, and you're like, what happened? So anyway, and they're very sensitive. You know, it's about me. So this is going on that morning. Wednesday morning is one of your mornings to watch. Be careful. But things will get a little more stabilized as the moon goes into the trine to Saturn in Pisces, 1:52 p.m. Now we're going to try to cooperate within ourselves or outside ourselves with calming down those feelings. There's a lot of the Saturn in Pisces is really, I mean, you know, in the higher level, it would be nice to bring spirituality into the government and the corporations. You know, wouldn't that be nice? Mostly what we're feeling is that dissolving of structures that we depend on. We're not sure. We're uncertain. We're frightened, bottom line. So this aspect of the moon trine to Saturn and Pisces is helping us come down from some of that. All right? It's it is the last aspect. No, it isn't. It's the last aspect on Wednesday for the moon. Mercury will stabilize in a trine to Pluto, retrograde in Capricorn, that comes in 12:14 a.m. on Thursday, right? And that is the final aspect for Mercury in Virgo. So it's been analyzing all the transformations in our public life, in our consensus beliefs, in what we've seen happening with governments and corporations and stuff like that. Yes, that's what it's doing. It enters Libra at 4:09 a.m. on Thursday. So now we've got Mercury in the sign of law, justice, equality, and trying to balance, have agreements, make decisions. You know, so the making decisions and being able to be clear about those and stick with them. I mean, here's another Bach flower remedy for you, scleranthus. Because those Libra scales can, you know, go up and down, up and down, up and down. And there's always another point of view, you know, the Libra mind. So it's sometimes hard to pick a course and stick to it. And so Mercury in Libra is debating. Actually, there will be a debate during that time. And it's in the United States, it's the vice presidential debate, which ought to be, you know, real theater. if you're looking for entertainment, that'll be it. But if you're not, you'll see the clips later. But this is which opinion is true? Which opinion is just? Which opinion is equal opportunity? You know, this kind of thing is going to be really big as we approach the election. And also, there'll be a lot of lawsuit energies going on, not just in the outer world, but maybe in personal. You have to balance something. Or maybe there are agreements that you've made with people that you have to take a look at. Mercury's taking looks at things to see if things are going well or if something needs to be done. So that's going to be a focus of Mercury while it is in Libra. It will go into Scorpio on October 13th. So then it gets to be very much of a detective, as I mentioned. But it will also be quite secretive. But then it will be in Sagittarius for our actual election. A lot of things are in Sagittarius for our election on November 5th. So, yeah, it's interesting what's going on with the energy flows. But right on a Thursday the 26th, it goes into the air sign of Libra relationships. Moon in Cancer is now going sextile retrograde Uranus and Taurus until 1:02 p.m. Maybe we're looking at things about our finances and our home and our security. Maybe we're looking at food and our diet, things that we've changed because Uranus is about change. Then the moon will trine Neptune, 3:38 p.m., and there's psychic energy coming in on that one. So, you know, you may be deliberating, but now you get the feeling. You're starting to sense something. The psychic energy could also have a vision of something that needs to be understood or seen about the circumstances of home, family, you know, all kinds of nourishment issues, safety issues. And that's also the Cancer and the moon represent the people of a country. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm not touching on it at all. But, you know, it's happening in other countries big time, big time. And, you know, our own peace will help. You know, you're sending out energy vibrations all the time, and they count, they matter. So just remember that, because it's getting really unusual out there, let's say. And we're going to see something when the moon in Cancer opposes Pluto retrograde in Capricorn at 6:12 p.m. Where in the world will it be? Don't know. In our own lives, it's, you know, the need for secure self and emotional security in opposition to some of the transformations that have taken place in government, corporations, outer life, etc. You know, the mobilization of some countries that wish to absorb other countries, and there's more than one at the moment doing that, is because why? That's what you have to think about. And when the moon in Cancer is there, you can realize that some of these countries have been having difficulties financially, feeling insecure, and what has been historically the way of humans is to try to take over other places and get their resources, right? Yeah, Venus and Scorpio, other people's resources, is my resource. So, just understand the principles and you'll understand why you're seeing what you're seeing. And, again, it's nothing new under the sun. But we are supposed to be elevating to something new under the sun. So that's why I feel that this will be a different experience for us. Moon enters Leo at 6:47 p.m. and moves to sextile Mercury in Libra, 9:18 p.m. is when that comes in. So this is when you can have some really rewarding conversations. You can talk about the kids. You can talk about your relationship, if you're in a romantic partnership, or any business partnership. You can look at how you've been dealing with investment. And that's not just money, but it is money. Also, we invest our time in things. You know, we invest. And we also create. This is a very creative energy, Moon in Leo, sextile Mercury in Libra. It may encourage people to go out and have entertainment energies on Thursday evening. Yes, it might do that. The Moon in Leo sextile the Sun in Libra at 3:51 a.m. on Friday the 27th. So that energy continues through the night and into the early morning hours. 12:51 a.m. in Pacific time, Pacific Daylight Time. So, you know, that is a very harmonious relationship flow, all of that. And now, the Moon squares Venus and Scorpio at 4:47 a.m. So, some of, you know, if you're up and about, you might be, if you're across the pond, it's 9:47 a.m. If they're still on British summertime, they change differently than we do. They're sometimes ahead of us with their change. So this is where, you know, what I want and what is possible in shared resource land are at odds, you know, and even relationship stuff, because the Moon in Leo is dramatic. It wants attention. It wants affection. Maybe it has been flirting or looking for some attention, and it's not with a certain person that it should be with. So Moon in Leo squares Venus in Scorpio. We talked about that. At the beginning of the Venus in Scorpio, they can get real jealous. So that could be a difficult dance. Yes, indeed. But the Moon in Leo will rebound, move toward a sextile to Jupiter in Gemini. So Friday is a great day. You're optimistic. Things are going to come through for you. And that aspect is still there on Saturday morning and completes at 12:05 p.m., Saturday afternoon Eastern time. So that's a really lovely flow, Friday into the morning of Saturday. Then you have to kind of be a little careful the closer you get to this aspect, because it's Moon in Leo square to Uranus retrograde in Taurus, 11:36 p.m. Don't put your money on something that day. Something's going to change. And we may also be having, issues or arguments or whatever about what we did with how we spent and what, you know, all of that can be very challenging, but also relationships challenging. On Saturday, plans may be changing. Leo doesn't like that. it's that kind of a Saturday, all right, after 12:05 p.m. Eastern time till 11:36 p.m., Saturday the 28th, and that can also be when surprising sudden things happen that aren't in your life but are going to affect you in some way. But if you're out and about, be careful. That's another be careful time, because Uranus is sudden, surprising things that happen, which can be a person in a car. I mean, I saw some really crazy things happening when I was driving up to the mountains on Saturday. I mean, people were taking chances that they shouldn't have been taking, but I was awake, so, you know, we were okay. But, you know, it's been like that sometimes, and this is one of those times. So be aware, you're out and about Saturday evening in the Eastern time, and even it'll be 8:36 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Sunday, the 29th day, we are an void of course moon in Leo until the moon enters Virgo at 5:42 a.m. Now, we have another really nice experience with Venus in Scorpio, moon in Virgo, sextiles Venus in Scorpio until 10:49 p.m. So, I know some people will be at church and things like that, but listen, this is a great time to do some practical looking ahead, right? I told you, watch this week as we coming into the eclipse on Tuesday. And I think it's Tuesday. No, it's actually Wednesday at 2:49 p.m. It's the second day. And Monday is still September. So anyway, this is the time that you can start, what did I learn this week? What did I see? What do I need to get done? What's the practical thing to do? How can I organize things? I sort of feel something's going to change in such and such a way. That's a great energy for that. Okay, and it's also great for health, you know, to look at things that you may need to do to become stronger and, you know, more in alignment with, you know, the principles of your body and how they work. Mars in Cancer is going into the trine aspect to retrograde Saturn in Pisces, and that will not complete until just after midnight on Monday, 12:06 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And that is helpful support, or it represents some movement by the public, the people of the country, that is going to try to help them stop feeling as concerned about the structures dissolving. But the moon is going opposition Saturn, so it will be kind of a mixed bag, and the moon's aspect will come in at 10:38 a.m. We will be having a week with the new moon at 10 degrees of Libra on Wednesday the 2nd. If you don't know where that is in your chart, I have to say, this is a great time to have a reading for the eclipse energy and for next year. Because I've mentioned many times how many things are shifting in 2025. So what you've been used to will be different. So let's find out how it looks for you. This is also the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah. This is, we're going into the high holy days for the Jews, and we've got a lot of stuff going on, don't we? In that realm, over in Israel and Gaza, and it just is getting very extensive. And yes, again, peace in us will help peace occur. Doesn't look like it's happening so soon, and the eclipse may be bringing something really profound in change as we move forward. Again, if you are taking advantage of the Substack free subscription right now, I believe you'll be able to read a lot about this eclipse and the Sun in Libra and the ingress chart. There will be a paid subscriber, also is only $6 a month or $60 a year. And that paid area is going to have far more detail and may even be the place where there's more weekly energy being revealed. So consider it. It's really not a big ticket. And you'll get a lot of information. There's at least two posts a week. And sometimes there is a theme that has to do with other areas of my professional life and interests, but there's definitely astrology happening. So that will be pretty much handled. The eclipse is going to be handled by the posts that I have written. And the Sun in Libra is pretty much handled there as well. So I will be back to do the podcast that week as we start moving into October and see what other things happen, like Jupiter's retrograde, for instance. Yes, and Pluto's direct motion. So I wish you all the best, as I always do. Take the information and use it to have a positive experience. And I'll say goodbye for now.